You know, it's almost like they are begging you to spend money today. I mean, yes, it is Black Friday in the United States, and as it seems increasingly so here in Canada, too. Sales everywhere, and the malls are busy today. I mean, there's been all sorts of promotions to make Canadian shoppers stay home as opposed to going south of the border. When is this going too far, though? When does the search for a good deal turn into a problem and a bit of an addiction? To talk more about that, Candace Platter joins us now, a registered clinical counselor. Hi, Candace.
Hello, Simi.
Doesn't it seem like they desperately want us to spend money?
They absolutely want us to spend money. That's what this is all about. I think it's important to say first that, you know, people, not all people who are going to Black Friday sales are going to wind up in trouble, and not everybody who goes shopping today is a compulsive overspender. But, you know, because some people are just going for the social aspect of it, and it's fun, and it's once a year, and what could be the problem? But a lot of people also have problems with compulsive overspending, and those people would find today very problematic.
Well, I'll admit it. I took a walk through the mall just to see what the deals were, but there wasn't really anything out there that was exciting. But some people do feel like, geez, it's 40% off. I got to buy something.
Yeah. And, you know, when it does become an addictive behavior, what's happening is that people are feeling, I think, more and more an emptiness inside of themselves, you know, kind of on an emotional level. They're just feeling kind of empty, and they're believing that, excuse me, that if they spend money and if they come home with bags full of things, that somehow that's going to make them feel better.
Now, Canadians have been told that we have a debt problem, a household debt problem. I'm guessing it's not going to be made better today.
Oh, no, it's not going to be made better today. You know, the people who are owners of these stores, they don't care whether you have a problem with money. They don't care whether you're in debt. They just want you to come in and spend. And the people who are in the stores, who work in the stores, especially the ones on commission, they just want you to come in and spend. So they're going to be very, very nice to you today. And that's going to feel really good to people who feel lonely in the world.
Right, so we're going to think that we've made some new best friends.
Yes, exactly, and that you're important and that you're treasured. And buying something is going to make somebody else feel good, and you're going to feel good about making somebody else feel good. But, you know, there's a consequence at the end of that road, and there's going to be credit card statements that come to your mailbox.
Now, how do we recognize this? How do we know when we've crossed that line from casual shopping to a problem?
Yeah, this is a difficult one. Often people don't know for long periods of time because there's something called denial. And so you walk into a store like that, or you go to Black Friday and you think, I really need some things. I really need some things. So you go in and you overspend. But I think people know deep inside, I mean, you can only keep up denial for so long. I think people know deep inside that they're doing something that's going to be not good for them. And one of the ways I liken this to a different addictive behavior as well, which is compulsive overeating. So you get somebody who's overweight and wanting to lose weight and doing a good job losing weight, and then they go to a party or it's their birthday or something like that, and they decide to eat a lot of cake because it's their birthday and they're celebrating. But the problem is that their body doesn't know the difference and is going to put the weight on anyway.
Right.
Just because this is Black Friday and you go out and you spend money, the credit card's going to come anyway. The statement's going to come anyway.
Right, and they don't know that this is apparently some kind of special occasion.
Right. The credit card companies don't care if this is a special occasion.
Oh, they love that it's a special occasion. Are you kidding me?
It's a special occasion to them.
Yeah. Is it? Exactly. Do you think this is because shopping has become, you know, it's a social pastime now?
It is a social pastime. And I think also for the people who have a problem with spending, if they have somebody in their lives, if they have loved ones who bail them out, who, you know, if they spend so much that they don't have enough money for rent or food, and somebody's going to bail them out and pay their credit card bill, and if this continues to happen on a fairly regular basis, then the compulsive shopper is not going to stop. Why should they?
Well, what rules of thumb do you use then? I mean, how do you decide that you can get this or you shouldn't get this?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what the credit card and the storekeepers don't have the answer to, and really neither do I. I mean, how do you decide? I think it's only if you know that you have a problem with shopping that you have to, and you want to do something about it, that you, you know, you talk to yourself first before you go in these stores, or maybe you stay away from events like Black Friday.
Well, I think, but you're right, though, what people have to recognize is that they buy things to make them feel better.
They do. That's exactly. It's addiction is a very interesting animal. Addiction, we use addictive behaviors, and I think everybody has a few. We use them to help us feel better about ourselves, to feel better about our lives, usually to feel happier. And it's kind of a twisted form of self-care. You know, and self-care is always a good thing, but these kinds of behaviors aren't really self-care. They just feel like they are in the moment.
Well, you can prevent yourself, I think, from going to the mall or the store and spending money, but shopping online is another big issue, and everybody's, you know, preparing themselves for, you know, Cyber Monday, which is supposed to be a big day for shopping online. And I want to talk more about that, Candace, but we have to take a quick break. More on that in a moment. Welcome back. We are talking about shopping and our need to do it. It's not like we're not having enough ammunition to do it. Black Friday in the United States, and plenty of stores up here in Canada are also trying to lure shoppers into their stores today. But when is it a bad thing? Candace Platter is with us, a registered clinical counselor. And Candace, we talked about the malls, and okay, you don't necessarily have to go to the mall, but coming up on Monday is what they call Cyber Monday, which is the biggest online sale of the year. That could be a problem for a lot of people.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That's so easy, right?
Yes, you're right there. You're sitting at home. You could shop from home.
Yeah, you can do it in your pajamas.
And they'll send it to you for free.
They'll send it to you for free. Oh, my gosh, what can get better than that? You know, and I was listening to your commercials. Every single one of them was about buying something, right? It was all about Black Friday, and there's an Orange Saturday about a certain credit card, and now there's Cyber Monday. And the fact is that this isn't going to get any, really, any better. I mean, all of December is going to be just like it. There's like a frenzy. There's a frenzy. And frenzied kind of energy feeds right into addiction. So the people who do have a problem, and I want to repeat, not everybody has a problem with overspending, but there are people who really do have a problem with that, and it can be devastating for them. It can be devastating in their lives. It can be devastating for their families. And this kind of frenzy is exactly what feeds into it.
Right, but when do you really know? Is it when you've got piles of things in your closet that you've never actually worn?
That's one really good way of telling, absolutely. And, you know, again, being in debt, the credit cards coming, the statements coming, all of the debt that piles up and accumulates with all of these things that you don't need and sit in your closet or in garbage bags in the corners of your bedroom.
How does it happen, Candace? Like, is it a gradual thing that happens? Like, what do we do? What happens?
Well, I think what happens is it starts usually as some kind of a childhood behavior. Sometimes people are going shopping with their parents, and it's an exciting thing, and they learn how to do this behavior. They, you know, I grew up in a home where credit cards were used all the time. They just zipped out the credit cards, and then they bought stuff and came home and said, oh, my God, we can't really afford that. Why did we do that?
So you used to hear your parents say that?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
What did that do for you and your budgeting when you got older?
Well, I remember not paying my car payments on time and seeing my car towed away. It took me having consequences in my life as an adult to learn that I need to be on top of this. It's a choice that we make. Addiction is a choice. Whether it's a disease or it's anything else, it's a choice that we make to either deal with the realities of life or to go into denial and decide that we're not going to deal with that.
Now, are you saying that's for every addiction? Because I think people, you know, when you talk about the more serious ones like alcohol and gambling, like that's, are they making a choice?
Yes, they are.
You think so?
Yep. Yeah, we're making a choice about whether we're going to be in a reality state of mind and face life on life's terms, or whether we're going to do something different.
Maybe some people are just weak.
I'm sorry?
Maybe some people are just weak.
I don't think people are weak. I think there are reasons for why they make the choices that they do. And addiction is a symptom of something different, something deeper. And we need to look at what's deeper, what's causing people to sabotage their lives. You know, when a compulsive shopper goes to Black Friday or Cyber Monday and spends the hell out of their credit card, you know, there's a reason for why they're doing that.
So you're saying that if they're shopping, even they know they don't have any money, they know they're barely making it right now, and they go out and they spend more money on something, that they should actually stop and ask themselves, what did I just do?
Yes, and why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? Why am I having trouble facing my life the way it is and dealing with consequences? And why am I hiding? And what did I learn as a child? And all those kinds of questions. There are reasons for why people behave the way they do.
But then you know what happens, Candace? They stop and they go, I'll just buy something else instead. Because they don't want to deal with those questions.
Sometimes they do. And sometimes they get to a point where there are enough consequences in their lives. For example, if somebody is enabling them and paying their bills so that they can go out and continue to shop, if that person will stop doing that, then they'll have some consequences. And with addiction, in order for an addiction to stop, almost all of the time, consequences need to be there.
Oh, this is the rock bottom idea.
Yes.
People
yes.
have to hit rock bottom.
Yes. And at a time like this with Christmas, you know, what we need to do is look at what, it's not so much what we want to buy, it's about what we want to buy into. Because we don't have to buy into what our addicted society is getting frenzied about. We don't have to do that.
Hmm. But do you think that perhaps we don't take the idea of a shopping addiction seriously enough?
No, we don't. You know, it's a very societally acceptable addiction. It's very much like workaholism. You know, people working hard and sometimes way too hard is societally validated. And it's the same with shopping. Absolutely.
Well, I think also people probably feel like they're missing out, right? Like they see it's going to be all over the news. Oh, Black Friday, people are crazy at the mall. And if by not going, people probably feel like, oh, I missed out on some kind of fun.
Yeah, they probably do, and especially if they're lonely in their lives, and it gets them around people for a little while. You know, and you go into some of these stores, it wouldn't be the same online on Monday, but you go into some of these stores, and the music that's blaring in these stores, I think it's created so that people won't be able to think. Right?
Oh, overstimulation, essentially.
Yeah, so you've got an article of clothing in your hand, you know, and you're trying to decide whether you're going to buy it, and this music is just blaring, and you can't think, and you're, okay, I'll just buy it.
Well, okay, that's the store, though, but on Monday, how do we not shop when we can do it at home in our pajamas?
That's a really good question. If you haven't had the consequences, if you don't understand that you're making choices that are going to really hurt you later on, you know, what you might want to do is plan something else. Go to a movie with somebody. Do something different in your life and not sit in front of your computer and buy.
So, but for you, it's all about you have to recognize that you're going to make that choice and not shopping.
Yeah, if you're at a place in your life where you feel like you can make that choice, if you feel like you need help with that, if you know that something's going on with you, and most people do, and if you're starting to get consequences, like all these bills or relationships are becoming more difficult because people are fed up with you doing this behavior, you know, if you feel like you need some help, reach out to people like myself who deal with this kind of addictive behavior. That's, I think, an important thing to do.
Candace, was it tough for you afterwards when you had to make those changes?
Very tough. This is hard work. It's inner work. And it's worth it because it's the most important work that we can do. Unfortunately, society doesn't validate us by giving us a paycheck for it. But it's not easy work, but it's so rewarding and it's so worth it. Because along with doing that work, along with making these healthier choices, comes the self-respect that flies out the window as soon as you do something that you know you shouldn't be doing.
Now,
self-respect is the most important thing we either have or don't have.
Do you ever go to the mall for shopping?
I do go to the mall for shopping, but I have a different relationship with shopping now. I've developed a different relationship. With some of these behaviors, you have to be able to do them. With an eating disorder, you have to be able to eat. We have to be able to shop. There are things that we need. So we have to develop a different relationship with them. And every once in a while, I buy myself something frivolous, and it's fun. But I don't go overboard the way I used to.
But I think the key is what you've said there is that you recognize it, right?
Like
you
definitely.
You know every step of the way exactly what you're doing, whereas most people don't recognize it when they're making that mistake.
Yes, yes. But I've had the consequences to help me learn that.
All right. So your final word then on Monday, how do we avoid this?
Go for a walk, you know, go do something different. Don't be sitting in front of your computer if you think you're going to mess up your life by overbuying on Cyber Monday. And please understand that the people who are selling you all this stuff don't care about you. You're only special to them because you have a credit card.
All right. Those are very wise words. We'll see who listens to them. Candace, thank you.
You're welcome, Simi.
That is Candace Putter, a registered clinical counselor, who, as you heard, overcame her own problems with shopping. And if you've had a shopping addiction and you watch what's going on, say, today with the Black Friday sales, and then on Monday comes Cyber Monday, all the online sales, I can imagine that this would be a very tough weekend out there.